MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 28, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Homeless encampment removed in Salem. EPA cites Gloucester Fish Company infractions. Ipswich gets infrastructure grant.
I'm Bill Newell, and coming up in sports, yes, it's summertime and things are slowing down, but we have a few notes for you on the local sports scene. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sunny low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:21 p.m. Paul Layton's writing in the Salem News that in Salem, a homeless encampment has been the subject of concern and controversy for the last year, and now it has been removed by the city and its police. Officials say four or five people who remained at the encampment were taken to shelters on Wednesday, along with their belongings. Police said the people cooperated with the move and there were no arrests. The city worked with LifeBridge, North Shore, a shelter provider, Essex County Outreach, a collaborative on mental health matters among Essex County Police Departments and the Essex County Sheriff Department, and the Salem Police Department's Community Impact Unit on helping the people at the encampment move into a shelter, according to Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, the Environmental Protection Agency has fined Gloucester's Atlantic Fish and Seafood $25,000, accusing the company of violating the Federal Clean Air Act and required it to spend $129,000 to stop ammonia leakage. The fine is part of a settlement reached between the EPA and Atlantic Fish and Seafood aimed at resolving alleged violations of the General Duty Clause of the Clean Air Act. The violations stem from the company's handling of anhydrous ammonia at its facility on East Main Street. According to the EPA, company officials have corrected most of the deficiencies identified by the agency. The Newburyport Daily News is reporting that the town of Ipswich will receive an additional $234,000 for infrastructure work, according to town manager Stephen Crane. The money, a fair share grant, comes in addition to the funds the town receives annually through the state's Chapter 90 program. This year, Ipswich received $442,633 in Chapter 90 funds, and the additional grant will increase the total to $677,000 for infrastructure. Discover Gloucester is the official destination marketing organization for the City of Gloucester. Executive Director Tess McColgan talked with MSO News Thursday about a couple of new projects promoting Gloucester businesses.
Yeah, thank you. So we were fortunate enough to get grant funding from the City of Gloucester through ARPA allocations, which is the American Recovery Plan Act. So in 2021, the City of Gloucester made something called the Local Rapid Recovery Plan with some consultants. They developed a plan to support all the different kind of sectors of the city recovering from COVID. One of those areas they explored was economic development, and within that bucket, there were a few things outlined, including support of Gloucester's downtown area and downtown merchants. So Discover Gloucester applied for ARPA funding for two reasons. The first project we're working on with the ARPA money is a strategic plan for tourism for the next 5 years. We had a strategic plan 5 years ago or 6 years ago that we've seen through, so it's time to have more direction on how we can best support the constituents here. So the residents and the people who work here and own businesses here, we're here to support them, right? How are we tailoring our marketing appropriately? And then the other project we're working on is a branding project for downtown Gloucester. There's a lot of research in the, I come from the Main Streets organization world, so I worked for Roslindale Village Main Street in Boston for 4 years and loved it. There's a lot of research in that world about how focusing on a commercial district or dense, commercially dense area and promoting it brings people to that area and also benefits the surrounding areas and the businesses surrounding, right? I mean, that's tied into how DMOs work, but that's also, Main Street organizations are really effective in that way. So in that regard, the city's been investing a lot of their resources in supporting downtown and have been thinking about that from an economic development strategy perspective. So we are supporting those efforts through developing a brand guide for downtown. So that includes a logo, a color palette, a series of graphic elements. And then we did a big photo shoot this week with models from the community, volunteer models, people who live here. We had this most adorable set of triplets. And we did a bunch of drone videography. So we'll basically end up with, and now it's my job to go to all these downtown businesses and show them the branding options we have and hear from them which ones are their preferred branding. And then we'll essentially create media toolkits to hand off to them that they can use to promote themselves individually, that we can use to promote downtown, and that the city can use to promote downtown.
That's Discover Gloucester Executive Director Tess McColgan. And Benjamin Pierce of the Daily Item is writing that the Swampscott School Committee was joined by Massachusetts Association of School Committees Executive Director Glenn Kuchar on Thursday night to discuss how the committee should conduct its search for Superintendent of Schools Pamela Angelakis' successor. Earlier this month, Angelakis announced that she plans to retire from her position on June 30, 2025. The date aligns with her current contract with the district, which will expire at the conclusion of the next school year. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.